California is inching closer to 2 million coronavirus infections. 525,000 were recorded in the last 2 weeks. Hospitalizations have also increased by a staggering 63% to 17,190 more people hospitalized with coronavirus. An intensive care unit ICU admissions have spiked by 51% to 3,644 new ICU admissions. This explosion has California's hospitals overwhelmed and its death toll climbing. Governor Gavin Newsom released the staggering numbers from home under quarantine after he was exposed by a staff member who tested positive for the virus.
Sober reminder of how deadly this disease is and how tragic the loss of every life is, but particularly those lives that are lost during the holiday seasons with loved ones and family members torn asunder because they don't have their loved ones at home or even the ability to call. And so I just remind people, this disease remains deadly. And just take a look at the lives that have been lost just over a 14-day period, 2,741 people no longer with us, just over a 14-day period, an average now of 233 lives lost.
Those numbers are expected to rise. With a two-week surge of 500,000 new infections, a projected 12% are likely to wind up in the hospital. That's 63,000 more people in the coming weeks. Hospitals are talking about rationing care as their ICU beds are at 0% capacity in the San Joaquin Valley and Los Angeles County. A document recently circulated among doctors at four LA County hospitals proposes instead of trying to save every life, their goal could shift to saving as many patients as possible, meaning those less likely to survive would not get the same level of care. As ICUs are already overwhelmed, Newsom says he's going to likely extend the stay-at-home order for the vast majority of California's population.
98% now of the population in the state represented in the update, San Joaquin Valley, Southern California, Greater Sacramento and Bay Area. Again, it's just the northern part of the state that's not in that stay-at-home. You can see as it relates to the stay-at-home that we are likely, I think it's pretty self-evident, going to need to extend those original dates. You may recall that the expiration in San Joaquin County was on the 28th of this month, in Southern California, the 30th of this month. It's very likely, based on those current trends, that we'll need to extend that stay-at-home order.
Overall, the state's ICU capacity was just 2% on Sunday. The Bay Area has 13% capacity. But just as coronavirus infections and deaths are on the rise, so is the antidote, coronavirus vaccines. Governor Newsom says after receiving its first batch of vaccines last week, California was able to vaccinate 70,000 people. He's expecting 233,000 more Pfizer vaccines and more than 672,000 Moderna vaccines to be distributed this week. In a rare moment of bipartisanship, Newsom gave kudos to the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, calling the quick rollout of COVID-19 vaccines monumental.
And this is an extraordinary, extraordinary accomplishment for this country, for our nation, for the world, that these vaccines are even going into people's arms, that they have arrived. And I want to compliment everybody who was part of Operation Warp Speed. They deserve credit. The administration deserves credit. President and the vice president deserve credit for working hard over the course of the last number of months to get these vaccines out and to get them in these states.
Newsom did say he was disappointed to learn California would get 40% fewer vaccines than originally planned, but that the number of vaccines would come in regular intervals. Meanwhile, hospitals are gearing up for an anticipated mega surge of hospitalizations. Corona Regional Medical Center, southeast of LA, has converted an old emergency room to help handle nearly double the usual number of ICU patients. It's also using space in two disaster tents to triage ER patients because the emergency room is filled with patients who need to be hospitalized. In hard-hit Fresno County, a new 50-bed alternate care site opened recently near the Community Regional Medical Center. The beds for COVID-19 negative patients will free up space in area hospitals, where just 13 of some 150 ICU beds were available Friday, according to county officials, who expect to also use the Fresno Convention Center to accommodate up to 250 patients in the coming weeks. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.